Welcome to this lesson on warping an Amen style raga cut in Ableton Live 12 without losing headroom. If you've ever dragged in a raw jungle break and thought, this feels great, but it's messy, it's drifting, and it's way too hot, this one's for you. We're going to take that classic raga flavored Amen cut, lock it to tempo, keep the transients punchy, and leave enough space for your sub, your Reese, and your mix bus. That's the goal. Energy first, but controlled energy. We'll be working in a drum and bass context, so let's start with the right frame of mind. A raga break is not supposed to sound overly tidy. The groove, the grit, the little push and pull in the timing, that's part of the personality. So the mission here is not to sterilize it, it's to make it usable. Start by setting your project tempo. For modern drum and bass, a good starting point is 174 BPM. If you wanted a slightly more laid-back jungle crossover vibe, you might drop lower, but for this lesson, stick with 174. That gives you the right sense of pace and makes the warp decisions easier to hear. Now import your Amen-style raga cut onto an audio track. If you can, keep the original sample untouched and duplicate it before you start editing. That way, if you go too far, you can always compare back to the raw version. It's a really good habit, especially when you're learning. Rename the track something clear, like Raga Amen Warp, so you know exactly what you're dealing with. Once the sample is in, click the clip and open the clip view. The first thing to check is whether warp is enabled. If it isn't, turn it on. Then look at the detected tempo. Ableton might guess correctly, but with older drum breaks and raga cuts, it can also get it wrong. Don't trust the automatic detection blindly. Always listen. Now find the first strong transient, usually the first clear kick or snare that feels like the real start of the phrase. Move the start marker so it sits right on that hit. If needed, use set 1.1.1 here once you've identified the proper downbeat. The idea is to make sure the sample and the grid are speaking the same language before you start stretching things around. For a break like this, warp mode matters a lot. The best starting point is beats mode. That's usually the safest choice for punchy drum material because it keeps transients more intact than smoother modes. If you need to preserve detail, use a preserve setting of 1/16. If the break starts sounding too chopped or robotic, try 1/8 instead. You want the main hits to stay sharp, but you do not want the whole thing to turn into a stiff grid prison. Here's a big beginner tip. Start by looping just one or two bars. Don't try to judge the whole break at once. A short loop makes timing problems way easier to hear. Listen for whether the kick and snare land naturally, whether the groove feels too late or too early, and whether the sample still has that rolling jungle attitude. Now we get into the manual warp work. Zoom in and place warp markers on the main kicks and snares. Correct the hits that are obviously drifting, but don't feel like you need to lock every ghost note to the grid. In jungle and raga edits, those tiny loose hits are often what make the break feel alive. If you over-edit every little shuffle, the sample can lose its character fast. A really useful approach is to lock the main kick and the main snare first, then leave the rest a little freer. If a snare loses impact after warping, that's often a sign that you've used too many markers around it. So if something feels weak, try removing a couple of markers rather than adding more. Sometimes less correction sounds better than perfect correction. Also, if the break feels a little late after warping, don't panic and force every hit onto the grid. A tiny bit of push-pull can sound much better than absolutely perfect alignment. That looseness is part of the jungle feel. Now let's talk about headroom, because this is where a lot of beginners get caught out. A warped break often seems louder than the original, even if the clip meter doesn't look outrageous. Why? Because the transients get tightened up and the peaks stack differently. So you want to manage level at the source. Go to the clip gain and reduce it if the sample is hot. A good starting move is -3 to -6 dB. Your goal is to have the break peaking somewhere around -10 to -6 dB on its own track before you start mixing it in context. That gives you room for bass, extra percussion, and any processing you add later. This is an important mental shift. Clip gain is for fixing the sample itself, and the track fader is for mix balance. Don't use the track fader as your first line of defense. Set the source level first. That way, you avoid trying to rescue an overloaded signal with a limiter at the end. That almost always causes more problems than it solves. If your sample has a muddy low end, which a lot of Amen and raga breaks do, clean that up gently. Add EQ 8 first, high pass somewhere around 25 to 35 HC to remove useless sub rumble. If the break is fighting your sub bass, try a gentle dip somewhere around 180 to 300 HE. Be subtle. You're not carving the break into pieces, you're just making room for the rest of the track. After EQ 8, Drum bus can be a great choice if you use it carefully. A little drive goes a long way here, maybe around 5-15%. Keep boom low or off for this kind of break unless you really want extra low thump. If the snare needs a touch more bite, add just a little transient. Use it to enhance the punch, not flatten the life out of the loop. Then try saturator. This is one of the best tools for drum and bass, because soft clipping can tame peaks while keeping energy intact. Turn soft clip on, add maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive to start, and then adjust the output so the level stays controlled. This can make the break feel louder and more focused, without actually eating your headroom. It's a really useful trick. At this point, it's smart to compare versions. Duplicate the track, and keep one version clean or less processed. Then A/B between the original break, the warped break, and the warped break with your device chain. Listen for transient clarity, groove consistency, low-end control, and whether the track meter is still giving you space to work. If the warped version feels too small, reduce the amount of stretching or use fewer warp markers. If it feels too spiky, back off the gain a little or soften it with saturation. A really good workflow move is to test in context, not just in solo. The break might sound huge by itself, but if it's stepping on your future Sublime, it's not actually helping. So always think about the bigger mix picture. Now let's turn this into a Rethel DJ tool style loop. Since this lesson is in the DJ tools area, the idea is not just to make a drum break sound good once. It's to make something you can actually use in an arrangement or in a set. A useful structure might look like this. Start with a filtered intro for the first 1 to 16 bars, maybe just the ragga break and a little atmosphere. Then bring in more groove from 17 to 33 bars, maybe with programmed kick and snare support or a bass pulse. After that, open it up into a drop section where the full break hits and the bass comes in properly. Then you can strip it back for a breakdown or transition, using chopped fragments, vocal throws, or delays. Finally, bring it back up for a second drop or an outro. That kind of arrangement gives the sample a job. It becomes a tool for building energy, not just a loop sitting there repeating. For movement, Ableton's stock devices are enough to do a lot. Auto filter is great for tension, especially if you automate the cutoff slowly over 8 bars and then snap it back before the drop. Delay or echo can add dub-style space to vocal bits or snare throws. Utility is useful for mono checking or width control. And if you decide to chop the break later, drum rack or simpler are the next logical steps. Here's a powerful trick. Once your warp feels right, resample the loop to audio. Then chop the best 1-bar and 2-bar sections from that bounce. That saves you from redoing warp work every time, and it makes arranging much faster. In D&B, speed matters. If you find a great groove, print it and move. Let's quickly cover the common mistakes, because these are the ones that usually trip people up. First, don't warp everything too tightly. If every ghost note is pinned to the grid, the break can lose its swing and sound stiff. Second, don't use the wrong warp mode. Complex Pro can sound smooth, but for a punchy Amen style break it often blurs the transients. Third, don't ignore clip gain. If the sample is too hot before processing, you'll fight that problem the whole way through. Fourth, don't overprocess. Too much EQ, compression, and saturation can kill the raw energy you're trying to preserve. Fifth, don't let the break fight the sub. The low end belongs to the bass line. And sixth, check mono. Something that sounds wide and massive in headphones can get messy on a club system. A couple of pro-style tips will make this sound more modern. If you want a darker, heavier feel, keep the break's low end trimmed and let your sub own the 40 to 90 Hz region. If you want more width, do it on a duplicate layer, not the main transient layer. Keep the kick and snare centered so the core stays solid. You can also create a tighter top layer by duplicating the break, high-passing that copy around 200 to 300 Hz and lightly compressing or saturating it. Blend it very low under the main break. That gives you a heavier, more modern edge while keeping the old-school vibe underneath. Another great move is to automate density. Start sparse, then add ghost notes, fills, or a halftime bar before the drop. That contrast makes the full speed return hit harder. In drum and bass, tension and release are everything. Let's finish with a simple practice exercise so you can actually apply this. Import one Amen style ragga cut and set your project to 174 BPM. Warp it in beats mode. Lock the main kick and snare only. Reduce clip gain by about 4 dB. Add EQ8 with a high pass around 30 Hz. Add saturator with soft clip on and a low amount of drive. Then duplicate the track and high pass the copy around 250 Hz for extra snap. After that, build a simple 16-bar arrangement, filtered intro for bars 1 to 4, full break for bars 5 to 8, break plus space pulse for bars 9 to 12, and fill or transition for bars 13 to 16. Export it and check the peak level of the drum group. The target is a break that feels energetic and loud enough, but still leaves room for bass and mastering later. So the big takeaway is this. Warping in Amen style ragga cut is not just about timing. It's about control without killing character. Use the right tempo. Start with beats mode. Correct only the important transients. Lower clip gain early, and shape the sound gently with Ableton's stock tools. If you do that well, your warped break will keep its jungle attitude while sitting cleanly in a modern drum and bass mix. That's the sweet spot. If you want, the next lesson can take this warped break and show you how to chop it into a drum rack for fills, switch ups, and drop transitions.